saying they kind of want the ball more. You've been around this forever. How do you interpret that with Demaryius and Emmanuel kind of saying that they want to be more involved?
I think they're competitors. I mean, you watch them in practice. They compete every snap. You'd like to have 11 out there thinking, you know, I want the ball to come my way. That's a good thing. And they're great players. But the biggest thing is, you know, they work so hard in practice. You can see it every day. And they're trying to help us win. That's all we're asking for.
How the right side
is that? Then it's them wanting to be bigger part because they can help you win, not selfish. I want to get mine.
Well, I know those two guys, and they want this team to succeed. So that's the way I look at it.
How'd the right side of the offensive line look after losing Donald early?
You know what? I think Michael did a tremendous job going out there and playing. Obviously, he has a lot of experience at right tackle. So I think they fended well. I think they did well. And, you know, we'll see how it goes this week. You know, move some guys around, and we don't know who's going to be out there, but we know we'll have five, and we'll know they'll go out there and compete and play hard. Well, certainly we love the athlete, and he played a lot early on for us last year. So yeah, we feel pretty comfortable. He knows what to do. We just find the right five out there. So not sure which one will be right now, but that's why we practice.
Coach, how's Benny Fowler coming along?
You know, he looked good today. You know, he's walking in behind you. He looked good. He moves around. You know, that's never been the issue, running around. It's whether he could take the stress on the injury, which, you know, I'm no doctor, so all I know is he runs around and does that. You know, we don't have any pads on or nothing. I'll let Greek take care of that.
How do you grade the performances on the right side after Stevenson
came out? Like I said, I think Michael did a commendable job, obviously, going in there without, you know, he gets one or two reps when he's playing regular right guard. You don't get too many at right tackle, but we had a contingency plan in case somebody get hurt. You know, you always have that because you only suit seven. And I think they did a good job. We'll just leave it at that. They did a good job for what they were given, and certainly they held up and helped us win the game.
What do you see from Heuermann? Because he's kind of a mystery since he hasn't ever played in a regular season game. What do you see as his strength?
Well, I you know, he's such a big guy. He's long. He does a lot of good things. You know, it's just a matter of whether he's ready to go and whether he's fitting in, and we're trying to work him in practice and see what we got from there. You know, not sure. You know, it's time of year that you're never quite sure who you're going to have up on game day. You know, Greek's got to work with guys. He's got to make sure, and you know, we don't want to put anybody back. So I just work with the guys and try and get, you know, make sure the game plan is reviewed for everybody. If they don't take the rep, then they see the rep anyway. So we'll just see. I mean, obviously, we like Jeff well enough to draft him pretty high. You know, he just missed a year.
Nico, why is Marvin so good at taking a receiver or two out of the mix?
Well, I think, you know, he's been doing it a long time. That's, you know, he knows how to roll the guys. He knows how to, you know, take them away. It's just the way he does. And if you let him, then you don't throw that guy, you know. But you know, we've had some experience playing against Cincinnati and Marvin, and you know, we've had some good days, we've had some bad days, but we've moved good receivers around, and hopefully, you know, our guys, we got a really good group. You know, it's not just one guy, it's a couple guys, three guys, four. We're not afraid to put them out there, and somebody will make a play and keep moving. So, you know, if they take somebody away, hopefully somebody else got to make a play.
Are there a few things you're seeing, maybe consistent reasons as to the lack of touchdowns once you get inside the red zone?
I think it's the biggest reason is we don't cross the goal line.
Why are you not crossing the goal line?
Sometimes we go backwards, right? We have negative plays. We can't have that. We always got to – we preach on making positive plays. So that's the first step. The second step is execution and making sure that everybody's doing the right thing. We had some plays to be made. We just didn't make them. So we got to make sure we're going forward, and we got to make the plays that present themselves.
Three and outs were a problem last year. They haven't been as much of a problem this year. What's been the difference?
I think any time that, you know – clearly, we've been running the ball better at the first of the year than we did last year, and there's a lot of reasons for that we don't need to go into. But I think, you know, our success on first down really helps us. I mean, if you have no success on first down, the chance of going three and out, you know, increases tremendously. I'll spit it out. So.
Cincinnati's known as a physical defense, but they've struggled in the first two games to stop the run. Do you kind of throw that out? What do you see from them in those first two games?
I'll tell you what, you watch them on film, they're anything but struggling. I mean, that's statistics-wise, but they're still a physical team. They got great players up front. I think our task, it's a challenge for us. It'll be a challenge just like every week, and they're a big, tough, physical four-down front, which, you know, you cover guys, and we haven't seen that much. Obviously, we get the first game against Carolina, but most of our time has been spent on three men, so it's just covering different players.
Rico, what are they different without Perfect?
Yeah, you know, he's such a good player. I mean, anybody's going to be different without a very good player like that. He's very instinctive, but, you know, they still they didn't hurt themselves, you know, pulling in 56. He's a fine player with great savvy and experience. So I think they've done a good job. You know, they're 1-1, they played close games and they played tough games. Two on the road, you know, it's a different deal at home.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.